you're on track with our Through the Bible in 1 year schedule, then tomorrow you're going to read 2 Samuel chapters 1 and 2 for your Old Testament portion. Now turn with me to chapter 2 of 2 Samuel, because tonight I'd like to start prepping us for that passage tomorrow. Second Samuel chapter 2, verse 1 starts this way. It says, "It happened after this that David inquired of the Lord, saying, 'Shall I go up to any of the cities of Judah?' And the Lord said to him, 'Go up.' And David said, 'Where shall I go up?' And he said, 'To Hebron.' So David went up there, and his two wives also, Ahinoam the Jezreelitess, and Abigail the widow of Nabal the Carmelite. And David brought up the men who were with him, every man with his household. So they dwelt in the cities of Hebron. And then the men of Judah came, and there they anointed David king over the house of Judah. And they told David, saying, 'The men of Jabesh-Gilead were the ones who buried Saul.' And so David sent messengers to the men of Jabesh-Gilead, and he said to them, 'You are blessed of the Lord, for you have shown kindness to your Lord, to Saul, and have buried him. And now may the Lord show kindness and truth to you. I also will repay you this kindness because you have done this thing.'" Now, when we read the Bible, it's important that we not just pass our eyes over the words and the sentences, but that we study the Bible, that we apply it to our lives. It's so important. And to some of us, the word study may seem a little bit intimidating, but it doesn't need to be. Tonight, we're going to demonstrate a very simple way that we can dig a little deeper into our personal devotions as we're reading through the Bible in a year, so that we can be applying God's Word daily, no matter what passage we might be reading. As we go through even a small section like this one in 2 Samuel, there's a simple technique that I like to use and that all of us can use. And what it is that we should put ourselves in the position of the people that we're reading about, substitute ourselves for them, and then decide if what is being said applies to our lives or should apply to our lives. For example, in verse 1, we put ourselves in the place of David, and then we ask ourselves, am I inquiring of the Lord regularly in my life? Have I inquired of Him today? Have I sought His will on whatever decision or plan that I'm making for my life? And then, not only do we ask Him if it's okay or not, but we ask how we inquire of the Lord. Am I to go about my business today? It's, do you want me to go, followed by, where shall I go? Just like David said. In verse 2, we can put ourselves in the place of either David or his wives and ask, am I in unity with my spouse today? As a husband, am I leading my family in the will of the Lord? As a wife, am I supporting my husband and following his lead? In verse 3, we can put ourselves in the place of David's men and ask, am I following the direction of the Holy Spirit in my service at our church? Am I catching the vision that God has placed on our leadership here? In verse 4, we ask, am I being like the men of Judah who recognized the Lord's anointing and then followed after it? Meaning this, are we looking for God's work around us, and then do we support the work and take part in it? Also, we could ask ourselves from verse 4, am I bringing a good report of my fellow believers to the people around me? Am I seeing the best in people, and am I singing their praises to the people around me? In verse 5, we can put ourselves in the place of David or the messengers when we ask ourselves, am I encouraging the believers around me? Am I carrying a message of God's grace, God's kindness, God's joy with me into the communities that I am a part of and to the people I encounter every day? And finally, in verse 6, we can again put ourselves in David's position by asking ourselves, am I praying for people around me? Am I asking the Lord to bless the people around me? Am I showing kindness, the Lord's kindness, to fellow Christians and even people I don't really know? 6 verses. They can change your week. 6 verses can change your life. So we need to be in the Word every single day. And we need to dig down to find those wonderful messages that God has for us in every passage of His Bible. Amen? Amen. Amen.